This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Aaron McPike, political reporter for Congress Daily. We've asked her to bring us up to date on all the political maneuvering in Massachusetts as candidates begin to line up for the special Senate election to replace the late Senator Ted Kennedy. And, of course, the question looms as to whether the state government will give itself the power and the governor to appoint an interim senator in order to have full representation in Washington for the rest of this year. And, Aaron, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we got our first official candidate for the special election, and that's Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley. What do we know about her, and what other names are expected to jump into this race, given how infrequently Senate seats open up in Massachusetts?
Well, she is the Attorney General of the state of Massachusetts. She hasn't been the Attorney General for very long, only a couple of years, but she's about 56 years old. And here's the interesting thing about her, which is, you know, obvious, but she is a woman. And, well, Massachusetts has a congressional delegation that is all white men. Senators have been men, and all 10 members of the House are white men as well. So she has a leg up in that. I mean, this is one of the most progressive states in the nation. So I think that's a pretty big selling point for her. She also, as soon as she announced, she had her Senate website ready to go because, as you may know, she was looking at potential candidacy in the event that Senator Kerry was named to the Obama administration, which obviously did not happen. But, you know, she has been preparing a Senate bid for when the next opening were to happen, which everyone knew was coming at some point soon. There are a couple other members looking at running. As you know, Ed Markey has been talking about it. He was talking about it earlier in the year, but very hush-hush, but then sort of walked away from it. The climate change fight has been pretty big here in Washington, and he's been a big player in that fight. But having had the House vote already and all of this talk about how the bill as is right now is never going to pass the Senate, I think it might be he's looking at a time to move on. And he is the dean of the Massachusetts congressional delegation. So if he gets in, it's really going to shake up the race a lot. Otherwise, I think Martha Coakley might come in as the front runner. Stephen Lynch, who is a fairly newish member for the congressional delegation, I mean, 2001, and then Michael Capuano. People still talk about Marty Meehan, but that we don't know. But he's not in the delegation at this point. He's been gone for about a year, year and a half now. So Martha Coakley's going to make a pretty big run at it, and she probably starts as a front runner.
Do we expect any Kennedys to get in?
They're talking about Joseph Kennedy, who is RFK's son and a nephew of Ted Kennedy. It doesn't seem that he is all that interested. There's potential, but it seems from his career in Congress that he may not have that much of an interest in running again. I think he likes his life now outside of politics, and everybody's sort of waiting on what he's going to do, including Ed Markey to some degree, but he hasn't been saying anything. So it seems like he might be kind of trying to walk away. And also we have Patrick Kennedy in Congress from Rhode Island, so there is a Kennedy in the Capitol at this point. He may feel that the legacy lives on without him.
Quickly, what about the Republican side? We've heard some rumblings about former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling, maybe Carrie Healey, who ran for governor back in 2006 unsuccessfully. Some even say Mitt Romney might want back in, but what are you hearing?
A couple things. Carrie Healey is the most serious candidate the Republicans have thus far. Curt Schilling said earlier today that the chances are slim to none that he would run, but people like to see their name in the paper, so he's not completely foreclosing on the opportunity, but it doesn't sound likely. But he also couldn't run as a Republican due to how he's registered, so he'd have to run as an independent. So I don't see that one as a likely thing. People talked about Andy Card, who was a former chief of staff to President Bush, but he's always talked about as a potential Republican candidate in Massachusetts, and he never really follows through, so I don't think that's very likely either. But Carrie Healey is certainly the most serious candidate they have, Republicans in the state, will tell you that. I covered Mitt Romney in the presidential race and know his staff pretty well, and have had multiple conversations with them about this very thing. I was pretty surprised myself that they extinguished all speculation right away. They were done with that possibility the second it was floated. I don't think he has any interest at all.
Aaron, one of the other big mysteries out there, of course, is will there be an interim appointment? That used to be the case. Like in many states, the governor would appoint a senator in the case of a vacancy, but that was done away with in 2004 by the Democratic majority because they feared that Mitt Romney might appoint a replacement to John Kerry if Kerry had won the presidential election. Now, of course, Ted Kennedy sent that letter about a week before he died saying, oh, well, we can't have less than full representation in the Senate, so please put an interim appointment in there. Is that expected to happen, and do we know if there are any names for that?
Next week, the state legislature will have a hearing on that very topic. The governor has come out in support of it. The state house speaker has as well in Massachusetts, and there is a lot of growing momentum for that to happen in the state. I reported last week that the secretary of the Senate will take over Kennedy's office, and all the staffers in Kennedy's office have 60 days to shut down the office, and that means all the work they can do goes towards shutting down the office, which includes, when it comes to constituent work, they can either close a case if it's determined that no further action is needed, or else they can transfer a constituent case to another member of the delegation, which means they can't do any actual constituent work. And that was weighing heavily on state legislators' minds and whether or not they were going to support this kind of thing. And the idea is, without having a senator that can do constituent work or an office that can do it, they might really want to have that second senator in place. So I think there is some growing support for such a bill to pass. One of the names I'm hearing most often for such an interim appointment, if it goes through, is Michael Dukakis. And Michael Dukakis is a very big champion of health care, and I think would might relish casting a vote for healthcare if the bill comes up for a vote, which it's likely to happen in the next few months. And if he had the last few months left of this year, I think he might really enjoy giving the legacy vote on Kennedy's behalf for that. So I would say that that's probably a big name. There aren't a ton of names out there because one of the stipulations of Kennedy's letter was that Kennedy didn't want the interim senator to be running in the special election, so there's no politics at play for that interim senator. So the big name I'm hearing is Michael Dukakis.
Aaron, getting back to the rationale for changing the law after Kennedy's death here, obviously smacks of some hypocrisy given what happened back in 2004. What is either the governor or what are lawmakers there saying when they're concerned about constituent services continuing now, but apparently weren't back in 2004?
The big line I heard was from Deval Patrick the other day in announcing when the Senate special election will be and the primary date, and when he also said again he supports this change in the law. He said, well, look, I wasn't there. I wasn't governor at the time, and I'm only concerned with how the needs of our state right now, which that, you know, is maybe as good a spin as any you can get on such a thing. But that's I think, the big message right now is that they say, well, we've got a lot of big things. I mean, that's what Martha Coakley said today in her announcement speech. We are at a big time in legislative history when there's a lot to get done, so we need to get moving on this right away. I mean, that's the message you're going to continue to hear from Democrats, is that it's such an important time in history with so much work to be done that there just needs to be somebody to do it.
Aaron, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks so much for bringing us up to date.
Thank you so much.
Aaron McPike is political reporter for Congress Daily. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.